This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Who or what could you not believe you had to deal with at work? And here come those emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Paul Michalis, I used to be an on-site project manager for an upscale equestrian construction, and I can't believe most of the things that I had to deal with. Some of the more memorable ones include: one of my framers had his bicep muscle rip when he was trying to hoist up a beam. Didn't break the skin, but the bicep muscle just lumped over to the side. He made it to the hospital and is fine now. I had to fire a painting subcontractor group because they kept charging more and more, changing orders when it was in their contract to do the work, and they weren't very good either. After I fired him, he showed up with four other guys to set me straight, or whatever. Nothing happened, but he bitched at me for about 20 minutes before I told him all of his shortcomings, and then told him if he doesn't vacate, the cops would be coming. He and his posse left with their heads hung low. I hired a local window company to install two fire-rated windows costing about 10 grand each. They assured me that the two installers have 34 years experience combined, etc., etc. Well, they installed the windows on level, like a half-inch difference from left to right. After showing them this issue, they told me they would have to break the window in order to reset it level, since it was essentially concreted in to make it fire-rated. Window cost 10 grand, has a three-month lead time from order to order that I didn't have time for. I told them between your 34 years of experience that they need to figure this out, which means they didn't charge for their work, and I convinced the client of a trim piece that I made to conceal the mistake.
Damn. That's a pretty good idea.
Guys, a couple summers ago, I was working in a warehouse in Georgetown in Seattle. There was this super weird dude who took the ferry, then the bus from Bremerton every day, and we get to work at 8 or 9, chill in the break room until his 11 o'clock shift started. Let's just call this guy Raymond. Anyway, it's hot out. We got the doors open. I see Raymond speed walk in the door and book it toward the break room, which is about a 100-foot walk. I didn't think much of it because he's a strange dude. Not more than 5 seconds later, this pissed-off Karen type of lady walks in just yelling at Raymond, "Get back here, you effing P. Come here, you SOB." Screaming at him, follows him into the break room. I'm the manager on duty, just me and another guy in the building. I get up and follow this lady to the break room, trying to stop her. By the time I get there, she's got Raymond cornered in the back of the break room, still yelling at him. I'm trying to get her to leave, yelling at her, hey, lady, get out of here. Then 2 seconds later, she just slaps the holy S out of Raymond twice. So I get in between them and tell her she's got to go. Told her the cops are on the way. So she finally leaves. I ask Raymond if he's okay. He says he's good. I told him I was going to call the cops. He's like, no, don't call the cops. So I'm like, dude, what in the hell happened? He says, well, when I was crossing the street, her car was a little bit into the crosswalk, so I slapped the hood of her car, and then she started to follow me. Imagine that. Raymond didn't slap cars anymore after that one. Cheers, guys. That from Chris in Seattle. We noticed that crap when we first moved here, and we could not believe it, because if you were on the East Coast and you were to slap someone's hood or something like that, you'd be dead.
Yeah, guaranteed.
You would be dead. I mean, there's no question about it. You touch somebody else's vehicle like that for no reason, because you can't move 6 inches or a foot or whatever the deal is. Yeah, you're going to get your ass beat.
Hey, right. I walk every day.
It's annoying. You can shoot them a look, but you don't have to touch the car.
Why don't you touch the car? Say, oh, you want to be shot.
As we move on to the birthdays, guys, I'd love to give a 25th birthday shout out to my son, Ryan. Would you guys please make his day by having the Dirty Brits discussing groundskeeping? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Groundskeeping? Well, anytime there's a bush that needs tackling, I like to tackle that bush, yay.
Hello? Talking about groundskeeping, huh? You know, I've seen a lot of perfectly mowed lawns. Trim. Small. I got one out by the airport.
I like working
with the leaf blower. Does I tell her me name is Leaf?
I put my tally...
All of it's room. I want to wish my amazing son, Michael, a happy birthday. Today, he's 26 years old. Yesterday, he went skydiving. Today, his girlfriend has something bigger in mind. He works for FedEx. Can we get the dirty Germans talking about how today is his day off and the only package he has to deliver to his girl is him? Love you, kid. That from the dad.
Yeah, she says she has something even bigger planned. That means she plans on sleeping with me, not you, tonight.
Yeah, it sounds like she plans on backing that thing up.
Jesus. Hey, bitches, today is my friend Roxanne's 35th birthday. When she doesn't have to turn on the red light, she should know what the Disney characters want to do with her to celebrate her birthday. Thanks, guys. That's from the creepy neighborhood Ginger.
Well, gosh, it's simple. Your name's Roxanne, and the police made it real clear that you like to put out. But you don't have to. But you're going to want to, with old Goofster.
Thought that was Captain Crunch.
I crossed it out to make it easier.
My bad, I'm reading the same email.
Yeah.
All right, well, if that takes away my thing, I was going to rhyme crunch with munch.
Try my new munch berries.
There we go. This guy I was looking for.
Munch berries.
You know, I'm hiring him at the park to scare the moms.
The first cereal I made for adults.
Guys, I would love if you give us a shout-out to wish Vincent Solly a happy birthday by having the Dirty Germans talk about hunting and fishing. We love your show. Thanks, guys. That's from Tanya, Garrett, and Jacob.
Yeah, hunting or fishing, that means you like meats and things that smell like fish. I think we will get along.
Yeah, the fishing part is fun, as it involves something putting their mouth around a small worm. The hunting part is fun, because it involves beating up guts. A gutting animal. Either way.
Yeah,
the guts are involved. The Germans are there. Yeah, you like it raw.
All right, guys, here we go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Bitches. Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Thank you, Mom. A couple extra emails. Subject is cream pies. Guys, I was wondering if you guys can put the video up from when you all got pied in the face. Also wondering if you could play the clip where you guys read the funny license plates and Mike was dying in the background. Thanks, guys. That from Tony B., who says skinless bangers, bitches. I don't know if we still have the license plate stuff. Tony, we don't remember when we do these shows.
Right. I know the video was up for all. I would just Google it, man, honestly.
I think it's probably on KISW's Facebook page.
I'm sure the video is somewhere on KISW's Facebook page. A lot of audit. There's a podcast every day. And then...
We just don't know. That if you say, hey, I heard this on September the 7th, you're cracking me up.
Then we can help you out.
Then we can go, all right, we can try to find this thing. But if we don't know, it's, you know.
Yeah, I mean, look, sometimes it's hard to remember. Sometimes I have trouble remembering if we had talked about it on the air or off the air.
I run into that a lot.
Here you go. What was the question yesterday?
Oh, the question yesterday.
Hang on.
See, Tony, I'm just trying to make a point here.
Oh. Like water. Water is involved.
Yes.
But that's what I'm saying. That was just yesterday, Tony, and we still don't know. This is not a joke. It's a true thing, man.
Happy birthday.
Well, my wife would be like, what did you guys talk about today? I'm like, what did we talk about, or what was the question of the day? The question of the day I don't remember, but I know we talked about farts.
Yeah, generally, if somebody asks me how work went, my response is usually like one of us had something funny to say.
Right. Something happened.
Or somebody was hungover. I sucked. I was terrible.
Subject is Nome, Alaska. Guys, I spent a summer in Nome on a job. Don't knock the place. They throw down every night all year round. Lots of bars in Nome, Alaska.
Okay.
There are probably lots of bars in Nome, Alaska.
Were we hitting on Alaska?
We just said that somebody from Hawaii would probably have a very difficult time moving someplace like that.
And Miles said no, when he obviously offended Nomites. What do you call someone from Nome? Nomi? What's up, Nomi?
A Nomanian.
Nomanian?
Nomi.
Nomi, yeah. What's
I
up,
like
Nomi?
Nomi.
Huh? Yeah,
take
Nomi.
Me back, Nomi. Subject is water. All of it.
I'm from Nome. I don't find that funny.
Shut I just up, want Nomi. You to know that we don't have senses of humor in Nome. We just drink, party.
Would you like some halibut?
Guys, I'm doing well in Cincinnati, just so you know. Despite you guys telling me to stay in Southern California, I bought a neglected 2,700 square foot house with a 1,000 square foot detached garage.
All right.
About a half an acre for $90,000. Just 15 minutes from downtown Cincinnati, Ohio.
But again, it's because you're right outside of Cincinnati, Ohio. I hear what you're saying. I'm glad you saved money. The part that sucks, though, is like every day when you get up and open your door, you're still in Cincinnati.
There's more that sucks than that. Since moving in 3 weeks ago, I replaced the washer and dryer.
Okay.
When I turned off the valves at the washer, they started leaking. So I had to turn the water off the whole house, replace the valves. No biggie. I replaced the kitchen sink and faucet. When I turned on those, the valves leaked as well. So same deal. Turn off the whole house. Replace the valves. If I turn on the water in the upstairs bathtub, water pours through the kitchen ceiling. So I need to cut open the ceiling and investigate the drains. I got my first heavy rain last week, and water drips into the downstairs bathroom and into one of the upstairs bedrooms. Water also seeps through the chimney into the back rec room. Jeez. It looks like water is going to be a big part of my life for a while, but hey, I bought a cool house for $90,000. Try that in Seattle or Southern California. I've also made a YouTube channel of my adventures fixing up the house. That from our buddy John, the Jumbotron guy. Doesn't seem like you got the best deal, John.
I mean, I know you save money, but your house leaks.
Yeah, I mean, my God.
Think he likes the chili?
Yes.
No, I asked him. He did not like it.
Oh, never mind.
The Skyline?
I've never had it. It's famous for it, but I don't know that I've met too many people that really liked it.
You know what? It's weird if you're not used to, first of all, chili on top of pasta.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that's different for a lot of people. And the fact that they put a lot of chocolate in the chili.
And they put a mound of cheese on
which is not the worst thing in the world. If you, oh God, it's like, I don't know.
Like a mole sauce?
Yeah, like a garbage plate mole.
Yeah, I mean, it's
chili.
Unsweetened chocolate.
You know what I mean? Like
garbage
that kind of like.
Garbage plate mole.
You know what I mean?
So I'm tracking with you.
Yeah, it's just, mole's just sauce.
Garbage plate mole.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah.
We just offended upstate New York and all of Mexico.
Yes, all at once, yeah.
Guys, in the early 90s, my family lived in northwestern Wyoming, not far from Yellowstone. There was a wilderness area just outside of the park, and we took a walk there one day. I stopped to do some fishing while we watched the thunderstorm develop over the nearby mountains. I was standing on a big rock in the middle of the river, not really thinking about anything, when the sound of the water changed. I looked up and saw a flash flood coming right at me. A tree stump that was bigger than I was came bearing down at me while I scrambled through the water toward the bank. I made it with my wife's help. She grabbed my hand and pulled me the last couple of feet. Stump missed me by about 3 feet. We decided it was time to go home after that.
Now, the men's room wants to know who sucks less!
Yay! Time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Throhill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. Yeah. It's up to us to determine out of these three stories, which all do suck, by the way, which of the three suck the least. Now, if you like the men's room or like KISW on Facebook, debate is actually already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yeah, we go nationwide on this one. We'll be visiting Ohio. We hear you, Kansas, and of course, Florida, because Florida can't be left out of anything sucky. But in this case, I don't think that... None of these three are the worst people in the world, but again, there's someone on the other side of this that has to deal with their nonsense. So let's start in Ohio. And again, we've covered all three of these stories on the show, generally through Mike's headlines. So you might recall some of these stories, but at least this way, now they're in an actual competition. Well, in Ohio, a woman, she recently called 911 and claimed that her pee was on fire, and by her pee, of course, her loins. And as a result, she needed someone from the fire department to, quote, put it out with their hose. You can track what this woman's saying. Now, in a plea deal with prosecutors, Katrina Morgan, she admitted to disorderly conduct with persistence. Apparently, that's its own crime, which is a misdemeanor, in connection with the late-night 911 call back in May. She said, look, she got drunk. She placed the call while at a friend's home. And after entering the plea, she was sentenced to 10 days in jail. Although, in the end, that got suspended as long as she can avoid getting into trouble for the next year. Now, what you need to know is, when the dispatcher answered Morgan's 911 call, she said, quote, I need the fire department, please, because my lady bits are on fire. I need to make sure their hose is working. Is their hose working? Well, after the dispatcher then asked, I'm sorry, what is on fire? Morgan replied, I need the fire department because my pee is on fire and I need somebody to come put it out with a hose. In the background, a female friend of Morgan's can be heard squealing in laughter. Well, after tracking Morgan down to the friend's residence, cops took her into custody, but not without a struggle. It's only after they exposed her taser that she finally calmed down and jumped into police. Not the worst thing you can do, but again, it's a waste of people's time. Now let's go to Kansas, where a naked Kansas teenager who was found covered in ranch dressing, he may be facing criminal charges following a series of bizarre events just last weekend. Now, according to investigators, the 17-year-old suspect was, quote, under the influence of a substance that they're not identifying when he caused a disturbance about 3:30 in the morning at a deli. Now, after damaging merchandise inside of the convenience store, the teen ran outside of the business and jumped into a running car, which then proceeded to crash into a nearby pillar. Deputies then placed the teen into custody, transported him to a local hospital for treatment. Eventually, he was released to the custody of his parents. Now, it's unclear when the teen removed his clothes and slathered himself in the ranch dressing, or even who owned the crash vehicle. They don't know if it's stolen, friends, whatever. And now let's go to Florida, where after taking a sex toy from a shelf at an adult novelty store, a woman removed her clothes and began using the pink-colored device inside of the business. And inside of the business, in this case, I think is both literal and figurative. But a cop was then dispatched to the Lion's Den Adult Superstore in reference to a disturbance. En route to the business, that's when the dispatcher finally told him, hey, man, there's a woman in the store wearing a purple shirt. She has no pants on. Now, before the officer entered the Lion's Den, a worker explained that the masturbating suspect had removed the sex toy from the packaging and was now fully nude. No more purple shirt. And a woman then added that she disappeared into the stock room in the back with the sex toy. Well, when the cop entered the stock room, the officer found Teresa Stanley, quote, sitting in an office chair with her feet up on the table. She had the pink-colored, penis-shaped sex toy in her hand and was using the device, as cops say, in a masturbatory manner. Well, right after the cop appeared, she stopped making use of the sex toy, dropped it to the ground. She was booked into jail where she's being held in lieu of $1,500 bond.
Okay.
So again, we have the woman in Ohio who called 911 to report that her lady bits are on fire and needs a fireman with his big hose to put out the fire. We have the teenager in Kansas, can't explain the situation, but destroyed some merchandise inside of a convenience store. But when he left, he was naked, covered in ranch dressing, and crashed a car. And then finally, the woman in Florida who gave a sex toy a test run in the stock room of the store.
Okay. I think this is pretty easy, Mark.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I think the teenager in Canada who was under the influence covered himself in ranch dressing. The problem with him, he destroyed merchandise.
That is correct.
And a lot of merchandise.
And crashed a car.
All right. Now, the woman who called 911 to report that her stuff was on fire. It's an emergency service.
Right.
And whenever you,
it's an emergency mass.
It is an emergency, but you're taking the time of a first responder. And then, of course, no matter what, when you call that number, someone is going to show up at that residence. So you're taking, whether it's the police, whether it's the EMT, whether it's the fire department, whoever showed up, you're taking time away from what could potentially be a serious situation. The woman in Florida who took the one sex toy into the back room, not only could nobody see her, cops were called, she was arrested. The only thing that she did was use the toy that she did not pay for. That's one thing.
That's technically shoplifting.
Yeah, it's technically shoplifting, but nothing was damaged. No property was damaged. No one was injured. And it was one thing. I granted it was just one thing. I think she sucks the least.
I think 911 caller sucks the least. Because, somebody has to take the time to go out there, but they knew what they were getting into based on what the dispatcher explained. She says her lady bits are on fire. It wasn't the fire department. It was a cop who basically had to say, hey, you can't do that.
Right, I'm with you. I think the kid sucks the most because those are like real crimes. And it's a waste of ranch. And then I hear what you're saying, Miles, but the lady in the store, like, they just work in a sex shop. They don't expect to see private parts. And she was in an office with her legs up.
Feet on the table. Yeah.
But she
was
really enjoying herself. So 911, while it's an abuse of the system, I think they're a little more used to it. I'm worried about the poor worker who went in that morning, had a cup of coffee, and then had to see Granny's private parts on her own desk.
Okay.
So they, so the woman who called 911 sucks the least.
All right, very good.
And who knows? Maybe they were on fire.
Could be.
On fire.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like KISW on Facebook, you are listening to The Men's Room.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Men's Room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Coming up in minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk. And some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a Burger King in Sweden pulled a stunt where Ronald McDonald would appear in the bathroom mirror if you dimmed the lights and said, canceled clown three times.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Maybe they said they were trying to. Either way, that'd be hilarious. I'd love it.
I like it already.
I don't think it would be scary because it's the corporate scary, like, haha, boo, I'm Ronald McDonald.
Sure.
That's about as scary as it's going to get, so I'm down. I want to check it out.
That's perfect.
I mean...
Unless you're a kid, in which case that'll freak you out for life.
That's fair.
Yeah, leave the mascots out of this, guys.
Or what if they use, like, Grimace?
Well, it's 2020. Nobody know who that is.
They don't use
really?
Grimace
is
anymore?
He off the market right now?
Hamburglar, all those characters have kind of disappeared.
Wait, what? Oh, come on!
Yes, they have.
When did this happen?
They have been replaced by whatever new movie or whatever new toy comes out in the Happy Meals. So, like, Transformers, yeah, like, would be more likely to be in a Happy Meal than Grimace or something they don't know about.
But I'm saying they don't even do the commercials anymore.
No.
Ronald McDonald fired.
Shock?
Yes!
Yes!
What?
I did not Never. Know this.
At this point, do they even know who Ronald McDonald is?
They don't know McDonald and cookies. They don't know any of that stuff.
Like, to be honest with you, when's the last time you saw the clown?
Orange drink?
It's been a while. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I know more about the Burger King than I know about Ronald.
Actually, we did see Ronald McDonald lately. He went down a dark drug-fueled path and started true. It.
That's right.
He started forgot living in the sewer. Yeah, and eating kids.
It's all about the root beer floats. There's a tourism group in Europe that's holding a contest where you can name the Northern Lights.
Oh, come on.
They're called the Northern Lights.
Chuck, Larry,
yeah,
Tom.
They're already named. Borealis, Northern Lights.
Oh, boy. A woman
I like Chuck. You want to? Okay, Chuck. It's Chuck. Hey, have you seen the Chuck?
Chuck is beautiful.
Chuck will be visible tonight between 2 a.m.
You know, one of the best places to see Chuck is Norway.
Norwegian Chuck, we call that.
Norwegian Chuck. Is that a beaver?
No, it's Northern Lights, dummy.
Get some class.
Oh, man. A woman in South Carolina won a $2 million lottery jackpot on the way home from voting.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Voting pays off, kids. $2 million.
Now she's going to go back in, but she's going to change her vote, man. She's like, ooh, I'm in a different tax bracket now.
That's Miles point.
You're like, oh, I shouldn't have voted on that crap.
Right.
Oh, damn.
That was a mistake.
Capital gains what?
What?
Miles, you dropped off your ballot yet?
Mailed in, yeah.
Mailed it. Oh, did you buy a lottery ticket?
I bought one yesterday and I bought one today.
Okay.
And how'd you do?
Let's just put it this way. Depends on your perspective on how you look at lottery tickets. Both days I won $5.
All right.
Yeah.
How much did they cost?
Both days I spent $5.
Right.
It's perspective.
Right. So you just had free fun.
Right.
I dropped mine off today. You think I should go buy a lottery ticket?
Do it, dude. You should have done it on the way home, but yeah, keep that good juju going.
I haven't walked home yet.
Oh, you still have time.
That's fair.
All right.
Did you stop by the little bodega downstairs?
I did not.
Damn it, Ted.
I brought my own lunch today.
All right, here. There's a new pill on the way. New pill on the way that helps prevent snoring.
I heard about this.
All right.
Could you be, I would be amazed if that worked.
So would I.
Because there's so many different things that people do to try to keep themselves from snoring. Right. So your sleep apnea studies to help you kind of open up your mouth, all that stuff. There is a mouthpiece that you can use.
I've heard about nasal strips that'll do that.
Nasal strips on top. I mean, there's so many different things that, trust me, spouses all over the world would love to figure out a way to get this thing.
What is it, the sleep number bed that can actually has that adjustable back there that you can like get the snoring adjustment going on there?
There's one way I found 100% to prevent snoring.
What's that?
Sleep alone.
Sleep alone.
Yeah, no one knows.
Yeah, never hear it. No one complains.
I only ever hear about it when I drink the night before.
Well, those are the worst.
I never want to hear that one. It's like, right, because I was drunk, right? Yeah. I mean, I know what you mean, but it's like, come on, man, you got to give me a pass on that one.
People who sleep on their back seem to snore more.
Yeah, so that's me. I woke myself up here recently annoyed by who was breathing so damn loud.
Because
I got that little fade, you know, that fade drift between reality and dreamland. And I just hear. I'm like, who the hell is breathing? And I finally went. And I was like, oh, it's me.
Great. I'm breathing. Sorry.
Fantastic. A website just put out a map of all of the horror movies that are set in and even some filmed in certain states. So it's basically like what state claims which horror movies.
Okay, all right.
So let's take you guys.
Chainsaw Massacre.
Fantastic. You absolutely nailed
Texas,
it. Right? Just like The Haunting in Connecticut takes place in Connecticut.
Yeah, so those are the easy ones.
Steve, I know that you're a big horror fan here, so let's run you down there. Which horror film took place in Maine?
Shining.
The Shining, no, I don't believe that's correct. No, it did not take place in Maine. It's the other Stephen King movie that we just brought up.
It.
Correct.
So they claim It over The Shining, huh?
The Shining took place in Colorado.
Yeah, man, we were just talking about that.
I know, but I thought it was supposed to be Maine. Never mind.
Nah, okay, man, we're all good. New Jersey. These are all classics. Ted, what do you got?
Amity.
Amityville 4?
That's New
Amityville
York,
Horror? That is not, that is...
New York.
Yeah, it's Amity, New York. Yeah, or Amityville, New York.
I think it is New York. It doesn't have it on here.
Oh, there's sharks on the island.
Right, Ted. Nah, this one's the classic Friday the 13th took place in New Jersey.
Huh. All right. I know West Virginia's.
What is West Virginia's?
The Mothman.
Either that or Silence of the Lambs.
I think they're essentially the same thing, aren't they? They're with the moth because they had the butterflies in there, right? Yeah, you're right. They did Silence of the Lambs.
Mm-hmm. Damn it.
What's the Mothman's head?
The Mothman was a movie that...
Like a Godzilla movie?
No, it was like Richard Gere's. It's a terrible movie. It's not worth seeing.
Isn't that the one people think's real, Miles?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they still do. They have a statue there.
Yeah.
Now, qualifier, Mothman could absolutely take place in West Virginia. This is just the one that the map here.
I'm blanking on Maryland. What was the one that was in Burgettstown?
Blair Witch Project.
Blair Witch Project. Okay. How about Ohio? Which classic horror movie took place in Ohio?
They don't need one.
I'm
going to
live
in Ohio.
Halloween.
Every day is
not Halloween. The other one.
Oh, in 16
Friday
Browns.
The 13th.
Ohio is where you will find Elm Street and the nightmare that lives on it.
Ooh, all right.
Freddy Krueger out there. How about Illinois?
Illinois.
Oh, wait. Children of the Corn?
No, I'm going to guess.
Children of the Corn was Nebraska.
Poltergeist?
Not Poltergeist.
Son of a bitch.
Illinois would be Halloween.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Bingo. You got it. So we already covered West Virginia. I wrote a bunch down here. We already covered West Virginia, Maryland. How about New York? What movie took place and was filmed in New York?
It's not the Amityville Horror.
It is not the Amityville. Well, it might have been, but it's not the one that's on my list. Even more classic.
Is it, where were the Olympics up there in the middle of nowhere? Lake Placid. Wasn't there a movie called Lake Placid?
There might have been,
but it's not the one that they're naming.
I've seen that one. That's about a giant crocodile. Betty White's in it.
This one's a classic. It goes all the way back to 1950s, I believe.
Psycho.
Not Psycho. No, this would be Rosemary's Baby.
I don't think I've seen that.
Rosemary.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Neither have I. I need to check it out.
I think I would remember it.
It's slow, but it's something is intriguing about it through the whole movie. Okay.
The problem is that, like I told you before in The Office, I am intrigued by horror movies, so I've seen a ton of YouTube videos on great moments in horror movies, and so I have seen the big ending from Rosemary's Baby over and over again.
There's no point to watch it if you know how it is.
Exactly. How about in the great state of Washington? Which movie do we claim here?
as a horror movie.
I watched it earlier this year.
Is it Twilight?
It is not Twilight. That doesn't count as a horror movie on this one.
Okay.
I'm guessing.
Give me a second. It's a famous movie.
It was a remake of a Japanese horror movie.
The Ring.
Correct. All right. It is The Ring. I remember I watched it this year, and it was clearly made by somebody who doesn't understand what Seattle rain means, because they showed a nice rainy day in Seattle, and it was a torrential downpour. I have never, in my 29 years of living in this state, seen rain that hard in Washington State.
I do it on Grey's Anatomy all the time. Nobody blinks an eye.
It's ridiculous.
People with umbrellas.
Right. Oh, man, that's Seattle rain. No, this is not Seattle rain.
And nobody carries an umbrella. We put a hood up.
That's right. We walk around in shorts.
I am right now, yeah.
How about the great state of Arizona? It's another one that we recently mentioned.
Arizona,
another classic.
Well, if you're scared of Randall Tex Cobb, raising Arizona.
what year did this come out? Or what decade?
This was back in the 1950s.
Is that Psycho?
That's Psycho.
Yeah.
The classic Alfred Hitchcock.
That hotel.
Ted, how about D.C.? What movie took place over in D.C.? I actually had to look this one up.
Oh,
The Exorcist.
The Exorcist, correct. And finally.
It was in Mount Rainier.
How about Georgia? What horror movie took place in Georgia?
Deliverance.
That's absolutely right. Your favorite horror movie. Yeah.
Go Deliverance.
Somebody, yeah.
Go Dogs.
Hang on here. I just hate the Gators.
I believe pigs would be more apropos for Deliverance.
That's Arkansas.
It was a fun list, though. They got Jeepers Creepers down there in Florida. They got Get Out in Alabama. A lot of great movies on there.
Jeepers Creepers was Florida?
Jeepers Creepers was in Florida.
I didn't realize Get Out was Alabama, and I just watched the movie like 2 years ago.
Great
At
flick.
No point did it occur to me where it was happening.
Highly recommend.
I just knew I didn't want to be there.
Scream in California.
I haven't seen it, but
that movie even scarier for black people.
It looks southern.
It's just like, yeah, man, this is not okay.
Check it out, Ted. It actually is a really, really good horror movie. I recommend that one. It's a good psychological thriller. There's not going to be a whole lot of blood and guts. An annual study found that the average American's credit score went up 6 points this year. We're going to get back to some good news stories.
I'm going
to
guess because you're not spending money on things. You're not taking out loans.
Exactly.
All those, you know.
That money's now going towards paying off those debts. And
you haven't
that
been
number
in a
go down.
Store buying clothes.
Right. You're not using a credit card. I mean, honestly,
you're not
man.
Traveling. You you're got not a time on vacation.
You got a time limit at the bar that you're sitting at.
Yeah, that was my undoing. Just since this hit, the amount of money that I realize I'm not spending, not saving, quote unquote, but the amount of money that's not just pouring out of my bank account, so I'm not going to the bar 4 nights a week and
exactly
drinking like that is my side gig.
Gotta go to my next hustle.
My other job.
A man in the UK has been raising money by drawing bad pictures of people's pets. He's raised $28,000 so far, and he's donating it to the to end homelessness.
I like that he's using an actual skill set. Like, look, some people can draw.
Right.
I can't. I treat this as my art.
Sure.
And I heard he said, quote, it's actually a picture of your dog's personality.
Oh.
Nobody likes him.
Kind of goes back to the pet rock theory.
Which, again, people, it's stupid. It is stupid. But
people will pay for it.
And that's why the guy that came up with it, I give him full credit.
The worst one's a lucky rabbit's foot. Who wants a dead rabbit's foot?
As a kid, I thought they were awesome, but then you start piecing together, like, well, where are the other three?
Yeah. This is a dead
on that
rabbit.
Chain and that chain and on that chain. Yeah, you're right. I thought those were great when I was a kid. And it seemed like the coolest guy you knew had it. Now
he's
I realize
dead.
The coolest guy I thought back then was just a sleazeball.
That is how we all grow up. Like, he was the coolest guy. Oh, the guy's been in prison for life now.
A couple in Oklahoma.
But he had a Firebird.
I know.
Couple in Oklahoma got married in the drive-thru of the same Dunkin' Donuts where they first met.
Oh, I got my Dunkies.
It's a love story. There's a Christmas ornament that's making headlines for its attention to detail.
What kind of detail is that, Mike?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, it's going to contest online for profile. This will take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.